Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we have a very special segment. And we're going to actually switch up a little bit. Of course, I'm going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Then after I read that, I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me today. And then we're going to go into praying with power and love. Amen? Amen. So we have 250 individuals on the line at this particular time. Be sure to call somebody. Tell somebody that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on and StellarGospelMusic.com is on. Be sure to tell them, ask them, encourage them to tune in and listen in to the ministry. All right. So without further ado, we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." For it to you, Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. All right, how's everyone doing on tonight? I want to share with you a revelation that God gave me because I meditate a lot, because every day for me is a day of thanksgiving. It's a great day. It's a wonderful day. Any time that you can wake up, amen, you have a reasonable portion of your health and strength, and God blesses you all through the day, and you're able to touch lives, and you're able to be around people, and it's just a great, great feeling. And so I was on my way home. I stopped a few places, and I was driving along today looking at some scenery and things like that. And so this revelation came to me, and I want you to listen, and I want you to listen closely, okay, because I told you about Jesus coming, and I told you about how our hearts have to be right and our minds have to be regulated. I told you all that, but I want you to be very clear with this, okay? If you're listening to this ministry, it's not by luck, okay? There are actually, as I said before, over 270 individuals now on the line. People are coming right now. But listen, I want you to write down this. And God said today, be thankful. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you this. Everywhere you go, no matter where you go in life, no matter what you do in life, you're always going to have fruit. Okay? Even when you go to the store, and this is what God showed. He says, even when you go to the store, and you can go to the finest, richest store there is, he says, every piece of fruit, and every piece of fruit, there will be at least, there may be one bad piece of fruit. And so this is what God says. He says, in life, we are to always be thankful. God says, be thankful in every aspect of your life. Be thankful for every second, every minute, every hour of your life. So this is what God showed, because I was thinking, I was talking to a friend today who lives out of state, and we were talking about being thankful, and I was talking about the greatness of God, and I was talking about how much, you know, we want to do for the community, and how passionate we are about our youth, and how passionate we are about what we're doing, and things of that nature. And we were talked about being thankful. And as we were talking, God revealed to me, he says that when you encounter someone who is ungrateful, God called it ungrateful. He says, when you encounter someone who's ungrateful, he says, your spirit, if you're with God, automatically rebukes that spirit. What does that mean? When we talk about the term ungrateful, ungrateful is not something where someone doesn't say thank you or anything like that. Ungrateful is, God calls it always complaining. He calls it there's always a problem. He calls it unhappiness. God has given me these words. He calls it unrest. He calls it darkness. He calls it just unappreciative of his. Now, God is taking this personally. He says unappreciative of his favor. Okay? Now, so ungrateful, right? Put yourself in these shoes. Complaining. Problems. Unhappiness. Unrest, darkness, and unappreciative, and we're talking about to God, okay? What happens is when you're close to God and when you have an anointing on your life or you know a little bit about God, your spirit, right, rebukes unknowingly, unconsciously, an ungrateful spirit. What does that mean? What it means is that it's unrecognizable, okay? It's unrecognizable. And what happens is your spirit begins to focus on the good things. And because it focuses on the good things, then you focus and you continue in the right path. Okay? So God says it's unrecognizable. And you still focus on the good things, and you focus and continue in the right path, okay? Now, let's go to being ungrateful, okay? God says that when we are ungrateful, right, God says he teaches us how to be grateful. Because God causes, he says, for every cause, there is an effect. So God says, because we complain all the time, we're never happy. Because there's always a problem, we never have a solution. Because we're so unhappy, we can't find happiness. Because we can't rest, because we're always tossing and turning, thinking about things. He says, because this is a part of darkness and we can't find light, and because we're so unappreciative of God, of the small, God says he causes something to happen, which will change the effect of our ungratefulness. And so God says that when we encounter, he says, when you encounter in this life, wherever you go, okay, if you minister wherever, right, he says, even in your own setting, wherever you are, he says, if you find an ungrateful fruit of the Spirit, he says, your spirit automatically does not recognize it, okay, because you're too focused on God's goodness and you continue in the right path. God says that he begins to cause something to happen in order for there to be an effective change in the ungrateful spirit. What am I saying? Speaking to a friend who's actually in Mississippi, this friend was telling me, and we were talking about it as well, and we were talking about the positive fruit. We were talking about being positive, pushing for positive. I was telling her about how in our households we use positive words. When we go out and we deal with people, we use positive words with people. We try to keep it positive with people. And so God says that, and so this friend and I, we were talking, and this friend told me, you know, it's like when you have individuals, whether it's in a church, whether it's in a business, wherever it is, and they always complain. There's always a problem. It's always something. Every time you turn around, they never have a solution. They bring a lot of negative energy, and that negative energy could really be positive. And what happens is if you have a spirit of God, right, then it brings down, it takes away, if you do not remain focused, it takes away the energy. And so what God is saying, and I was telling this friend, I said, what God is saying is that your responsibility is not to go around seeing which fruit is ungrateful, because God already knows. Your responsibility is to continue to do the good things and continue to press forward and go in the right direction, because God says that he is the one. He's the one that changed Saul, right? He said Saul was complaining. He was talking about the Christians. And God had to stop him and say, Saul, why are you changing his name and everything? And God says that he knows how to teach us how to be grateful. And so I told this friend of mine, I said, don't let anybody take your energy from you. You know, and I kind of brought some humor in that. You know, I said, you know, you have to be able to escape anything that causes you to, in other words, to get off track of focusing on the righteousness and goodness of God. I said, you're always going to have fruit that's not of the Spirit. They may claim I'm fruit of the Spirit, but, you know, your spirit is not of the, you're not grounded. You're not rooted, right? Because, you know, in the Christian realm, we're too busy thanking God. We're too busy trying to impact people, trying to touch lives, trying to save lives, you know, trying to problem solve and things like that. So we don't really have time to, as Christians, as people, I was telling my friend, we don't have time for the complaining, and we don't have time for the unhappiness and all that stuff. We're too busy trying to make things good. We're too busy trying to uplift. And that's what this ministry, I was telling her, I said, that's what this ministry is about. It's about uplifting people. I encourage you to listen to it. It's about uplifting people, because when you go out in the world, you have people that they bring a lot of negative energy. And I'm telling you, if you're close to God, whoever you believe in, you feel it. And it's not a good feeling. It's really not. But you have to be strong enough to continue with your good. Keep planning good. Keep doing good. And you have to let God take care of his fruit. And that's what God is saying. And God revealed that as we were talking, and I was driving, speaking to a friend of mine, as I said, from Mississippi. And I said, look, I said, you know, what God is showing, I said, he says the ungrateful people, there will be a cause. There's a cause for people complaining. There's a cause for people who have a problem with no solution. There's a cause for people's unhappiness. There's a cause for people's stress. And God will bring an effect. And that effect will cause a change. And what people don't realize is that God could put us flat on our backs. He could, anybody. It doesn't matter. You can be up today and down tomorrow, right? Put us flat on our backs, and all we will be able to do is thank God and think on the good things. God can do that if he wanted to, and people don't understand that. They just go around on a daily basis complaining. I mean, it's constantly. And I don't even understand how people are able to do that. I have no idea. When you wake up in the morning, thank God that you woke up. Say, Lord, I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to problem solve. I'm going to find solutions. I'm going to uplift and I'm going to empower people. That's what I want people to do on this ministry. We uplift and we empower people. We don't take people's energy. We don't do a lot of just complaining and don't come with solutions. We don't do that. You know, we are fruits of the Spirit. And because we're fruits of the Spirit, right, we think on the good things of God. We focus. And so God says that when you go to your prospective places, whether it's church, whether it's community, whether it's jobs, wherever it is, college, wherever it is, he said, yeah, of course, you're going to have people who are unhappy. And people are going to say, and they will profess that they're Christians, or they will profess I'm not. And that's when you go out in the community and things like that. But you can tell, God says, by their actions, that God says they say that they're with me, but their hearts are far from me. Because if they thought about, or if they were appreciative, or if we were appreciative, so appreciative of what God was doing, we wouldn't have time to complain. We wouldn't have time to be unhappy. And we wouldn't have time to just have these dark, ungrateful ways. If we really are rooted in God. And so that's why I was telling a friend of mine, I said, you can't spend your energy on negative energy. You have to have positive energy. And I'm not saying that every single day there's not going to be something that concerns you. There's not going to be something that you need to just say something about. But every single day of your life, almost 90% of the time, you're unhappy, something's wrong. You're ungrateful to God. Because at that particular time, and God even recounts, he says, during the day when Jesus was crucified, right? He says, even after his crucifixion, he still rose up. So if your day, whatever time you wake up to, whatever time you go to your business or you go to your organization or you go to school, if you are unhappy 90% of the time, then you're not thinking on God's goodness. As a matter of fact, Jesus just spoke. He says, you're like the devil. You're going to and fro. He says, because you're not being productive. You're not accomplishing anything but negativity, negative energy. You're using negative energy. And so God says that instead of being ungrateful, we should be grateful. He says, and we should think on the good things. It even says it in the good book. It says it in the Bible. He says, don't be like the devil and go to and fro. The devil complains. The devil causes problems. The devil is unhappy. Why? Because God says, I can't have the devil in heaven. So I had to put the devil on earth. Amen? Even Jesus says, he says, in our lives, he says, we have to lift. We have to be the lifters. He says, in anything that tears down, we have to remove ourselves from that. If we're not lifting, that means we're tearing down. And so what I tell people all the time is don't spend your energy being concerned about the negative energy. We are the lights of the world, and we only have so many seconds and minutes and hours of the day to uplift and empower people to utilize that energy to do so. And I want to say that God revealed, if my blessings are not sufficient enough, if they are unappreciative, God says, I will teach my people how to appreciate my blessings. I don't know what that means, but an example is that if God wants us to give him the glory, God can put us flat on our backs, and all we can do is say, thank you, Jesus. We won't have time to complain. We can't even think about complaining because we're on our backs. That's anybody. Nobody is excluded. God can put anybody on their backs if he wants to. And all we'll be able to say, and God showed this, is thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for things being as well as they are. And so it's time for us, before we even pray to God, I had to get this out of the way, it's time for us to be thankful. God didn't have to wake us up this morning. We feel like God owes us something. Okay? God didn't have to bless us to have what we have. He doesn't have to bless us to be able to go to our prospective businesses, our jobs. He doesn't have to do that, but he does. And so when you get there, or when you get to church, when you get to your community, or when you get to work, be productive. Give back. Bring energy. Okay? Everything's not going to be a bed of roses. It's not. That's just how life is. But you have to bring your roses. You have to come with some positive charge. think about science. So I was telling this friend in Mississippi, I said, yes, people are unhappy. They're going to be unhappy people, and they're going to say, yes, I'm a Christian. They will tell you that all day when you have Bible study with them in your communities. I am a Christian. They will tell you that all day. I go to church. I believe in God. I pray. But God said, your heart is far from me. Your characteristics, that doesn't show me that you belong to God. Because people who belong to God, we have faith. People who belong to God, we think on the good things. People who belong to God, we make it work through the help of God. We don't tear down anything. We don't go to and fro destroying things. We don't go to, when I say destroying, just the negative things that we speak. We uplift and we empower people. We give people the facts. This is what it is. This is what it is. But we don't put people down. We empower people. We bring them up like God brings us up. He uproots us. He brings us up. And so your task as people on this ministry, our task is to empower. I want you to write this down. Empower people. Our task is not to drain people. We're fountains, right? Our task is not to complain. Our task is to find solutions and be a part of the solution, right? Our task is to be able, if you're a pilot, okay, and when I get on the airplane or when somebody gets on the airplane, they expect the pilot to know how to find the way to the destination, right? When we're in midair, you know, I don't need them calling back to the dock. I need them to be able to lead the plane to the destination. And that's what God expects of us. He says, when you go out in the fields, in the communities, when you go to your prospective passions, I don't call them jobs, call it passion. When you go to your prospective neighborhoods and communities, he says, I expect for you to be able to save some souls. I expect for you to be able to lift people up. You're not going to get everybody packaged with respect. You're not going to get everybody packaged with perfection. You're going to have to unwrap some things. You're going to have to work a little bit harder to find solutions to the problems in order to bring people to Christ. That's why we have ministry. And so God says, before we even get to anything else, he says, our hearts have to be right. And we have to focus more on the positive energy. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be yay, yay, yay. No. But majority of the time, we should be thinking on the good things, and we should be empowering. That's the objective. And I had to, you know, tell one of my good friends, and I was talking to from Mississippi, I said, look, I said, you don't spend your energy on negative vibes, because that's some people's, that's what some people do. They get a kick out of it. They do that. Your job is to continue to think on the good things, continue to empower and lift and focus on the right things. And so what you do, God says that he separates the tare from the wheat, right? And if you don't feel positive energy, then you don't engage in it long. You keep moving, all right? And that doesn't mean that there won't be situations and problems, but it means that you will do it in a way in which you will be a fountain and you can contribute something to it rather than be a drain, a constant drain. If you're not happy with your current situation, if you're not happy, thing is to find your happiness, whatever that is. I have no idea. But our job is not to drain everybody else in the process, not to be like Satan, God says. He said, these are Satan characteristics. That this has nothing to do with God. You never heard God in the Bible complaining. You never heard God speak about a problem, the woman with the issue, without finding a solution. You never found God unhappy without taking care of the situation, even when he got onto the Israelites for being hard-headed. You never found that God created the darkness, but God also created light. God says the darkness was actually made to increase our faith. And then God said that we should always be thankful in season and out of season. God don't have to wake us up. God doesn't have to give us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. He don't have to do none of that. But he does. And we should do better. We should be more appreciative for God doing that. But instead, we want to complain and we want to do all this other stuff on a daily basis. This is not just sporadically. Some of us do it on a daily basis and you're really draining everybody else. Those who are not to the point yet where they can think on the good things and focus and continue going the right path. Because that's what the Spirit's saying. It's that these people are drainers. They drain everybody around them. Because they're just like the devil. They go to and fro. If they're not complaining, there's a problem. If there's not a problem, they're unhappy about something. It's always something. But it's never anything about thanking God. Or just being thankful for seeing another day. Never about that. And so what you find yourself doing is, I was telling my friend, and I'm telling y'all on here, because we're, you know, once we're on here, we're a group here. I was telling my friend, I said, look, I said, once you begin to avoid, or because it's so much, it's just negative fruit, I said, that's not really helping. I said, you're going to have to train your mind that I'm going to think on the good things. You have to train your mind that I'm going to keep focusing and contributing to the cause. You can't feed into all this negativity. You have to let God take care of it. And that's what, you know, that's what I was telling this person. You have to let God take care of this, because this right here is not even in our field. We let God take care of all this right here because it's not even of God. And so you're spending your time and your energy, right, instead of uplifting people, empowering people, helping people, meeting the needs of people who actually is meeting you halfway, you're spending your time on this negativity. Somebody who's always complaining, never have a solution to the problem. It's always something, impatient. You know, when you deal with people, you have to be patient, regardless, whether you're in a store, whether in the community, whether you're wherever you are, you have to be patient with people. You know, and so this part, being ungrateful, God showed that revelation. He says, tell the people to be thankful, because God can put us on our back. That includes me, that includes you, that includes anybody that you know. He can put us flat on our back, and all we're doing is looking up at the ceiling, and that's it, and saying, thank you, Jesus. He knows how to stop us from complaining. He knows how to stop us from being drainers. God knows how to do it. And so we have to do better. And that's as a whole. We all have to do better about being able to think on the good things, being able to see the good in every situation. And this takes practice, y'all. This is not something that we learn overnight. And I had to say this because I have to be obedient to God. Because a lot of people are unappreciative and feel like God owes us something. God doesn't owe us anything. He doesn't even owe us a wake up. And I'm serious about that. And people, they go through the day like God owes you something. You're complaining about everything. Is there anything good going on in your life? Did God wake you up? I don't even know who woke you up. I guess it was God. I have no idea. You act like the devil woke you up. I don't know. But the thing is, we have to stop complaining so much and be thankful. And I challenge all of you who have positive energy and you know individuals with negative energy, challenge them to go to the hospital. As a matter of fact, go to the Children's Hospital in San Antonio, Texas. Walk the hallways. Look at some of those children. Talk to some of those children. I'm talking about with terminal illnesses, cancer, things like that. They will tell you, I wish that I could be at, I wish, and here we are complaining. God blesses us, and we're complaining daily. We're not thankful for anything. 3 o'clock hit, some of us complaining still at 3 o'clock. We're doing more complaining at 3 o'clock than we are uplifting people and helping people, giving people solutions to their problems. People coming to you in a good spirit, giving you the facts, and you're able to help. That's our job, is to help and empower people. We are not drainers. anybody associated with Christ Jesus, we're not drainers. We meet people halfway. We take the initiative. We problem solve. If we're going to fly a plane, we're going to be the pilot on the plane. We're going to make sure that all of our passengers are safe. We're going to make sure that all of our passengers are able to understand the expectations. When you're in the air, I'm going to say it again, you don't want the pilot calling somebody from way in the tower. Okay, you're the pilot. That's just an example. God says you are in the community. You're hosting and holding events. I expect for you to be able to make sure the event runs smoothly. You're giving the word of God. You're stepping on platforms, speaking to hundreds. And in the future, you're going to be speaking to thousands of people. I expect for you to command the stage. We're not calling the people in the tower to command the stage, and that's what you're supposed to be doing. You, at some point, you have to command the stage. Right? And so, to be more thankful. And I even said this on our blog because a lot of people was commenting. And so, God says that we have to be thankful. And tomorrow's Thursday, and that's Thankful Thursday. We had Thankful Tuesday. It's Thankful Thursday. And if we don't be thankful, and if we continue to complain and just be a problem or have a problem, and if we're unhappy and unrestful, continue to cloak in darkness, God already said, if you don't understand how to be grateful and thankful, I will teach you. And the example is to be flat on our backs, looking up. So we have to learn, and all of us know how to be thankful. We have to learn where God says it's very important. He just spoke that. It's very important we know where to spend our energy, just like where to spend your money. You don't just throw your money away. I was telling some of my crew, I said, you know, you're in Vegas. You don't just throw your money away. You have to know where to spend your money. You have to know where to spend your energy. And we're not spending our energy on negativity. And negativity is not a problem. Negativity is negative people who never have a solution to a problem, who never want to be the solution to the problem, and who always complain. We're not going to do that. We're not going to entertain that because God says that that is his field because he has to teach individuals how to appreciate him. Because of all he's done. I don't know what God has done for you, but I know what he's done for me. And but God knows. And so he says, I have to teach each person in a different manner how to thank me, how to be thankful and stop complaining. It's not our responsibility to say, stop complaining. Solution to the no. God says, your assignment is to empower people. Your assignment is to help people who want to meet you halfway. Your assignment is to remain focused in the righteous path. Your assignment is not to tell people to stop complaining. That's God's assignment. It is to turn the negative energy into positive. God says when people complain, right? He said, what's your solution? When Saul was on his rampage talking about the Christians, Jesus said, he had to stop him. Saul, wait, why are you persecuting the Christians? He said he had to give him a whole new experience. And so you have to be the factor in turning negative into positive. That's our assignment, negative into positive. Don't feed into all this because this is not even of God. This is of Satan, believe it or not. And as much as your spirit, and it is true, telling somebody today, and I even said this, I was joking, I said, wow, because I was talking to my friend in Mississippi, I said, if I had to deal with a negative spirit 24/7, if I literally had to come home to a negative spirit and be with a negative spirit 24/7, or if I literally had to, I'm serious, I would have to run away. And I was just kidding. But God says that our job is to become the positive energy in lieu of, in substitute of, the negative energy. Challenging part for the iFreeToLoveShow.com, Stellar Gospel Music. That's what I'm challenging each and every one of you. Don't become upset, because you're going to have somebody that's negative. They're going to hate that they woke up this morning. They're going to hate where they are. They're going to hate all that. Okay? And no, you don't shun them. And no, you don't run away from them. Okay? That's just us playing around. No. Your character in all of this is to always, always, listen to me closely, iFreeToLoveShow.com, Stella Gossman, always be the positive charge. Always be the positive person. I'm not saying that you're going to be happy with every single thing. And jolly, 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 jolly. No. I'm saying every second, everything that occurs, there is something positive in that. Right? You turned off the light, but we can turn it back on. Okay? That's our job, because we work for God. We don't work for Satan. This is all Satan stuff. We don't work for Satan, period. And we don't shun people. You have to get in the mix with everybody. When we go out in the community, everybody's not going to be in love with God. Everybody's not going to be respectable. Everybody's not going to come one size fit all packaged up well and perfect. And no. You got some people that's going to be out there. Personality. You won't have all those type people. Trust me. Sometimes we had learned the hard way. 10, 12, 13 different people in one person. But at the same time, our job, once again, God says don't get, he says your job is to uplift and empower people everywhere you go. Your job is not to work for Satan, which is being a negative force. Your job is not to judge people. Your job is to empower and uplift people and bring the sunshine every day, even if it's raining outside. God says the expectation is for you to bring the sunshine because you belong to me. God says, I favored you. God says, I blessed you. I gave you these gifts. And you are at all times, God said, to empower, uplift people, and meet people halfway so that they can move forward. At no time, as I told my friend in Mississippi, are we to tell people, stop complaining? Are we to tell people, you are the problem since you can't find a solution? To tell people, you are unhappy, so that seems like a personal problem? No. Should we do that? At all times, we have to be the positive force in each and everything because we work for God. We're on assignment 24/7. When you sleep, you're on assignment. You must sleep in success, and you must think good thoughts and have good dreams. So 24/7, we in it. Success. Every person we meet, right, we're bringing positive forces. Nothing negative. And when I say nothing negative, I'm not talking about like the truth. They say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? You know, or if I give a presentation, I say, hey, what can be improved with this presentation? I don't want you to say, let's think of something positive. Yeah. No, I want you to tell me. When you do this presentation, I want you to show me some more demonstrations. Cool. I got it. Thank you. Rather than say, oh, my gosh, you're a terrible presenter. You're horrible. Well, thanks a lot. You know, we don't do that. That's not us. We are positive. We are continuously being honest with people. We are uplifting and empowering people every day. That's what we're about. And God wants us to know that. And you will not be able to move forward and be successful and be of any help to anyone if you cannot be a positive force and be thankful. Period. Allow one bad apple or one ungrateful apple, let's not call it bad. Remember, we're going to be positive. We're not calling things bad, terrible, horrible, none of that, because we're not perfect ourselves. You cannot allow one ungrateful fruit of the Spirit to jeopardize your gifts, which is empowerment, focus, being thankful, uplifting, encouraging people, meeting people halfway, helping people with problems, helping them be the solution to their problems, and things of that nature. There is no way if you continue to spend your energy on all this negative force. Okay? God says just keep going. And I know that it's hard. Draw a circle. All right? Draw a circle. All right? And I want you to put negative in the circle. Just put the word negative. Or you can just put the word in. You see how big this circle is? Okay? Or you see how small the circle is? All right? However big you drew that circle, that's how big your personality can become with negativity. And look at this circle closely. This is also how big of blessings you're going to miss because you're so negative. God doesn't bless anything that's not of him. That's not good. Because everything that God does is good. Right? So that's the negative. Now look at the positive. And I want you to draw a circle. Right? Positive. You have a choice every day that you wake up. And I'm talking to that freedomloveshow.com, stellargospelshow.com listeners. I can't speak for everybody else because I don't know who you serve. I don't know who you listen to. But you have the opportunity to be positive. You can make this circle as big or as small as you want to. But I'm going to tell you something about being positive. I want you to draw a baby circle, a little bitty circle, a little bitty. Put a P right there. That little bitty positive, right, can impact somebody as big as that positive circle that you drew at first. Look back at your negative circle. Draw a little in. That little bit of negative can impact somebody that much, that big. People can be having a bad day. They can go through something, and you come in and you just mess it all up. We just mess it all up with negativity. We don't have anything positive to say. We're not even happy. We're not even happy with ourselves. I guess we don't like ourselves. I have no idea. And so we come in and we bring all this negative energy. And guess what? Negative energy is like a germ because it spreads. And that's how the devil does. God calls it, it's just like a wildfire. It spreads. And some people it affect. That's why I have to continue to tell you to focus and stay grounded. And some people it doesn't. Because they know, okay, my job is to be the positive charge in this. My job is to be the positive person. I am the uplifter. I'm the empowerer because I work for God. I am building the kingdom. I don't want to tear it down because I know that God is going to repay me if I tear this kingdom down. I already know that. I already know that if I'm not thankful that God's going to put me on my back, so I'm not even going to go there. Now look at this positive charge. Okay? Each and every day, that's our goal. It doesn't matter if it rains. It doesn't matter if it snows. We're going to be positive. Okay? And positive doesn't mean to be giddy all day because some things aren't funny. Right? Sometimes you have to be serious. But being positive, right? Being positive means that we're going to make sure that we're not draining other people. We're going to lift and we're going to power people, empower people. Our words have power because we belong to God. So the words that we use on people to describe people is going to be positive words. There's at least one positive thing about each person that we encounter on a daily basis. It doesn't matter about anything. There's one positive thing about every person we encounter each day. It is. It's one positive aspect about a person. Each person we encounter has a gift, at least one. And so we want to be that positive force every day. That's I wanted to tell you that. That is our goal. We didn't come on this ministry to focus on the negative, unappreciative, ungrateful fruit. we came in order to encourage those who empower and uplift, because once you get that ingrained in your mind, once you get your mind and those dendrites trained in the positive realm, you will be able to climb those mountains and you will be able to overcome those ungrateful, unappreciative, complaining fruits. You won't be shunning them. They won't bring your spirits down. They won't make you tired. You won't be like, oh, man. You won't be like that because you already know where we stand. You already know what your position is. You already know what God expects us to be. And we're going to do praying with love and power on tomorrow because I want to talk to you, because I want you to understand this. I don't want you to get frustrated because you have someone who's ungrateful, because I don't want you to get frustrated about it. You know, when you're working out in the community for God, or when you're at work, or when you're at wherever, you're going to have those things. If you go to the store right now, you're going to see some fruit that's not ripe. And I didn't say ripe, I said ripe, that's not ready. We bought some bananas yesterday. The bananas were green. They're not ready. We're preparing them right now. And you're going to have that everywhere you go. You can go to church. There's some people who are not on meat yet. They're still drinking milk. When we talk about the Word of God, you're going to go in the community. There are some people who are ungrateful, who are unappreciative. And we're not talking about ourselves. It has nothing to do with us. It's all about God. You're going to encounter those people, right? In your prospective careers, you're going to have some people who are just not happy. They're ungrateful. I'm sure we don't have those, but you probably had it in at least once in your lifetime. You're going to have those type people, right? When you go to your different places, you're going to have people who are unhappy. They're just not happy with life. They're not happy where they are. They're not happy with their situation. They can't see past the negativity because nobody has ever taken them through this like I'm taking you through this, like God has taken us through this. Nobody ever sat down with them and explained it. If all God has to say is put so-and-so on their backs so that they can praise me and it'll happen. All God has to say is let there be light and it'll happen. All God has to do is say let the redeemed say so and they'll say so. That's it. God only has to say the word and it happens. People don't understand that. God could take us out right now if he wanted to. And people don't understand that. They go around complaining. They don't know how to be thankful. They take it for granted. I'm supposed to wake up. I'm supposed to be enclosed in my right mind. I'm supposed to get to my destination. When I get to my destination, I can complain. I can do whatever I want to do. I can take for granted. No. God knows how to hush us up. He knows how to keep us from complaining. When God gets tired of it, he'll intervene. But God says, that is not what you was called to do. AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com listeners. You're not called to do that. You are called, your particular function is to be the positive charge that we're talking about, the positive energy. Every day we're bringing it, baby. 100 to 160%, we're bringing it. If we are going to drive a plane, we're going to be the pilot. If we're going to be the passenger, we're going to be a good passenger. We do things in Jesus' name and in excellence. We're not going to drain people. We're going to help empower and uplift people. We're going to be the fountain. We're going to help bring something to the table. We're not going to come empty-handed. God called you to do something. God called us to do something. We're going to do it. He called us in the field to evangelize. We're going to do that. We're not going to depend on people to do it for us. God says every now and then you have to take authority in the kingdom of God and stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop worrying about they negative. They always complaining. You have to be the positive charge. Everybody's not complaining. Everybody's not being negative. You have one or two people, maybe if that. It's not everybody. And so the whole purpose, I'm going to say it again, positive force. Once again, just like the casino in Vegas, you have to know where to spend your money and spend it wisely. Just like with this, you have to know how to conserve your positive charge and how to spend your positive force and what to spend it on. Some things it's just not worth it. People are going to be unhappy regardless. God could come down from heaven and he could pour ungrateful people a million blessings and they will still complain. That's not our job, to continue to entertain that. Okay? You have to be the positive force. And if we're being anything other than positive, we're not working for God. Every day, it's time to get up. It's time to start on our way. God didn't have to bless us to do that. I can't say it enough. We'll go to sleep tonight. Somebody may not wake up in the morning. Tomorrow's not even promised for us. But when we do wake up, when God blesses us to wake up, we should be thankful. All through the day, 3 p.m., we still thanking God, Jehovah, whoever we believe in. We thanking them. Same person. Time clock. What are you clocking? Beg God to bring your happiness to you. It's not happening. You giving 100 to 160? Anything below that, you draining people. And so it's important. Before we even get to the power, education and love, we have to know ourselves. We have to identify ourselves as being positive. Okay? So I want you to write down a couple of things that God has given me. Because I don't want you to get, and I'm only talking to about 350 individuals on the line. I don't want you to get discouraged. I don't want you to get like, oh my gosh, and begin to shun negativity, because we are the light of the world. The positive force always shines. And you have to be that shining star as far as uplifting and empowering people. If you're not doing that, then we're not serving our purpose. Okay? So I want you to write down a couple of things that God is sharing here. Okay? So this is who we are. I want you to put positive power. I want you to put people. I want you to put uplifting, encouraging, motivation, energy. Keep going. Let me give you what God told me about empower. He says we empower people on a daily basis. How do you empower people? You empower people through your words. You empower people through your actions. You empower people through your thinking. Okay? So words, actions, and thinking. That's how you empower people. If your words are anything other than encouraging, you shouldn't be saying them. If your actions are anything other than helping and helping people get past their situations, you shouldn't be doing them. If your thinking is anything other than empowering people and lifting up people, finding the good in people, you shouldn't be thinking that way. Okay? Let's talk about people, right? We deal with various people. You deal with ungrateful people. You deal with thankful people. And you deal with people who just go through life. Okay? God says all of these people are important. Put a check mark. Every last one of them. He says everybody's not going to come packaged the same. Everybody's not going to come respectful. Everybody's not going to come loving God. Everybody's not going to come loving you. But we still have to respect people because we work for God. Why? Because we're on assignment for God. Why? Because God says I deal with the whole world. He says, and everybody's not in love with me. He says, and everybody doesn't believe in the word of God. And everybody doesn't say holy words. He says, but once again, we're all imperfect. He says, but we must be the light of the world. And we must accept everyone. And we must empower everyone as God has empowered us. He says, because we're not perfect either. Let's move on. He says, uplifting. He says, we uplift people. And God just said daily. And the question is, how are you uplifting people? If you're draining people, there's no way you can be uplifting people. We uplift people by the way we think. We uplift people by the words. Once again, uplifting and empowerment, they're synonymous, actually. But with uplifting, okay, there's a difference. When we empower people, we provide tools and we provide words and we provide things where people can move forward. When we uplift people, we encourage people to keep going because people get tired, right? Some people, and we have to be those people, people get tired of negative forces, whether it's in the community, whether it's at home, whether it's at school, whether it's at work. People get tired of it because they're not trained to have stamina with this. And that's why it's so important that we become aware of positive forces and understand that there are negative forces, okay? So uplifting is encouraging. And this should be on a daily basis, and this should be genuine and authentic. It shouldn't be anything that's made up, right? And so uplifting. And it doesn't mean that every time you see somebody you have to say uplifting words, but it means that our actions and our deeds should be uplifting, and we shouldn't be draining people. And when people see us, their spirit shouldn't say, oh, man. You know, and that, and seriously, some people's spirits does that. And I was telling somebody that, I said a long time ago, you know, I said, you know, when we were in the military, we always wanted to be positive. And the spirit gets used to that, right? So when the spirit feels or senses anything other than positive, it's like, oh, man, you know, it's like a downer. Because nobody really wants, I mean, it's like you're bringing the negative force. Why? Why would you use all your energy for that? I mean, it makes everybody else tired. Okay, encouraging. We talked about that. Try to encourage at least one person on a daily basis. You see people struggling, right? People struggle, they try to get through the day. People struggle, they have home situations, they have life situations, they have different situations going on. So our goal is always to encourage one person, at least one person, every single day. Keep going, keep pushing, you can do it. Maybe you want to encourage somebody who's ungrateful, I don't know. But encourage somebody on a daily basis. You never know what people are going through or what they've been through or what they're coming out of. Motivation. Man, this is something that, you know, I fast for breakfast. I eat it for lunch. I eat it for dinner. Motivation. Because it's needed. Because we have to be strong enough come negative forces. And you always going to have it no matter where you go. Right? You can go visit a museum. There's going to be somebody in there with a negative force. Look at your surroundings. There's always a fruit that's unripe. It's not ripe. You can tell that fruit. You always can identify the fruit. But your job is not to go over there and examine the fruit and say, oh, my gosh, this fruit is just horrible, terrible. No. Your job is to motivate. How do you motivate? How do you get this fruit to become ripe? Well, we put the bananas in a bag and put some light on it. And the bananas are turning yellow now, right? How do you get a seed to grow? You put it underground and put some water and some sunshine on it. How do you motivate people? Well, first of all, you have to empower people. You have to bring some positive force, right? You have to accept people for where they are and who they are. And you have to be uplifting daily. It doesn't mean that you be fake. You be real, you know. You come at people as a realist, and people respect you as a realist, right? Motivation. Motivation is very important, and that's very important for the kingdom workers, you know, because there's so much negative out there, okay? Energy. That's one of the things. How do you get energy? Well, you got to go to sleep at night, you know. Some people aren't night owls. You got to go to sleep at night. You got to surround yourself with people who have energy. If every time, right, you hang around people who's always tired, you're going to become tired and you're going to always complain. Everybody going to be tired, right? But you got to get around some people with some energy, some people that's ready to make a change, the movers and shakers of the world. You got to figure out who that is. That way you can keep your energy up. Then finally keep going, right? Just because you met one goal don't mean that you stop. Just because you learn one thing don't mean that you stop learning. You keep learning. You keep doing what you have to do to make it, right? So let's wrap this up. Draw a circle. Write the word positive, right? Draw another circle. Write the word negative. P and an N, it doesn't matter. But make those two circles separate. You got to decide every morning when you wake up, do I want to be a positive force or a negative force? I'm telling you, if you want to be a negative force, you're going to have a rough day. It's going to be rough. I can already tell you that. Right? I'm already prophesying to you. If you wake up in the morning and already complaining before 8 o'clock, you're going to have a negative day. I'm going to promise you that. Okay? If you say, no, I'm going to have a positive day, no matter what, it's going to be positive. I'm going to empower people. I'm going to accept people for where they are, and we're going to work from there. I'm going to be uplifting. I'm going to be encouraging. I'm going to bring some motivation, some energy. I'm going to get around people who have a lot of energy. And I'm not talking about physical energy. I'm talking about energy. Bring energy to the room. You know how you have presenters who just bring the energy? I mean, I had this professor, right, this professor who would literally stand on top of the table sometime and teach, who would literally bring humor to the classroom every day, right, energy. Keep going. Okay, that goal, good for you. Keep going. There's some other goals you need to meet. Every morning, you have a choice. Nobody wakes you up and say, okay, today it's going to be a negative day. Right? Nobody wakes you up and say, okay, today it's going to be a positive day. You can have a positive day every day if you choose to. You can work for God and receive his favor, grace, and mercy every day if you choose to. But it's up to you. Speaking of that, let me tell you the benefits, and God is saying this, of remaining positive, right? God says that you receive his favor, grace, mercy, ask, it's given, seek, it's found, knock, and he shall answer. Why? Because you was obedient. That's why. God says when we become obedient, we become blessed. Did you hear what I said? Write that down. When we become obedient, we become blessed. God did not give us. He did not ordain us. He did not anoint us to be negative. It does not matter. Well, so-and-so's negative. They always bring negative. They always complaining. God knows how to deal with so-and-so. God knows how to keep them from complaining. He doesn't need our help. Your job is to remain focused every day because there are people who aren't complaining. There are people who have some concerns. They need some help. Those are the people that you spend all of your energy on. You don't spend your energy on Satan's work. You don't do it. Because you will be drained and you have no energy for the people who are actually trying. And you have to have a balance. Because you have to be able to overcome negative forces within your arena and remain positive and keep your positivity up 100 to 160% because that's our goal. And we're going to move it up next week, God's will. So, that's up to you. Every day you wake up, you have a choice. You have a choice to be negative, but you have a choice to be positive. It's up to you. PM, we still meeting in our minds. 3 p.m., and we still giving it 100, 160%. It doesn't matter how many negative charges or negative forces you have. And I keep thinking about science. My goodness. Proton, electrons and protons. Stop. That's why I keep saying it. It's forces. Okay. No matter how many negative forces that you are surrounded with, you could be the only positive force. You need to shine brightly. You need to turn on your 160. Because you're going to have to be the positive energy. And that's why we had a 160. Because sometimes you have to turn it all the way up to 160 in order to be the positive energy. So I don't want you to become discouraged. You're going to always have that. You're going to always have one, at least, one negative force. When you go out in the community, same thing. They're going to tell you up and down, Christian, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I'm just leaning and depending on God. And their hearts are far from God because they complain and just drain everybody else. Every single day. Right? You will know who is of the fruit of the Spirit, their words and their actions. That's what God says. Once again, as we begin to close, God says when we become obedient, we become blessed. This is not a time for you to throw in a towel. It's not a time for you to get tired of all of the negative forces around you. Your job, once again, is to be the light and to be the empower, the encourager, and to do the will of God by the will of God. God knows how to stop us from complaining. And it is not our job to do God's work. Keep going and continue to be positive. You will always have a negative force wherever you go. You could go to a horse pen and there will be one negative force, at least. Get used to it and get ready to put on your positive shoes on a daily basis and get ready to be blessed by God. Okay? God already revealed, I know how to teach my people how to stop complaining and be thankful. Take God at his word and leave it as such. Put it in God's hands and leave it as such and continue to be thankful to God. Okay? All right. Now listen, continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or you can go to ALFREDALOVE show.com, or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com and you can click on number one love radio or loved radio, okay? Also, artists, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook AfreedaLove at ALFREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray. Sorry about that. For each and every one of your family members, when you pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you go to AfreedaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. If you want to be on the ministry, email me. I had someone email me from the R&B sector. I would love to interview you. I will get with you on tonight, and I will email you back. I hope you guys enjoyed Sister Patti LaBelle's concert on tonight. She will be in Oklahoma on the 3rd. The tickets are already out, so please be sure to check that out. I'll put it on my website. In addition to that, the Stellar Gospel Music Awards has kicked off, and we have some crew there and some crew that's going, tonight, matter of fact. And so we just want to have a good time and make sure that you support the gospel artist if you're in the Las Vegas area. In addition to that, just keep thanking God and praising God and being thankful for what God is doing in our lives. And always be that positive force. Always, always, always. I know, you know, I'm going to be very honest with you. I know it gets a little hard sometimes. But use that positive energy to remain positive. Always remain positive because we work for God, we serve God. We always have to be the beacon. We always have to be the light of the world because Jesus is the light of the world, right? Okay? All right. Well, I thank each and every one of you for listening. And I thank each and every one of you for making your comments and your inboxes and committing to be a positive force, committing to not spend your energy and your time on negative forces, continuing to work for God, continuing to empower people. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love that you have because God is love. Till next time. Which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alvita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alvita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.